Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
1-2. Popped up left side. Shaw and Swanson. And Dansby calls off Shaw. And then retreating to the plate.
Baby!
And they're going to say that Swanson fell out of play.
And Craig Counts is going to argue he got rid of the baseball before he fell out of play.
Nicely done, Robbie. Good call on the music. That's Robbie Triano, Bob Tree on the ones and twos. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that I chalk up to a moment that I can only describe as, quote, that's baseball, end quote. It was a very baseball moment where in the first inning of the Cubs 8-5 loss last night, we're all trying to figure out whether or not Dansby Swanson caught an out in foul territory. This is how it is described in the summary on MLB.com. Pop out. All of that for pop out. Cubs challenged, parentheses, stadium boundary call, close parentheses, call on the field was upheld. Mark Vientos pops out to shortstop Dansby Swanson in foul territory. Francisco Lindor scores. Pete Alonso to third, two outs, scene. Except that's not what happened at all. Like, when you're watching the game, Dansby makes this incredible catch, runs over to the third base side of the field, falls over the boundary, yes, over the...
Through the net.
What would you call that? Just the bench? You know, I call it like the stadium, the concrete boundary of Wrigley with the bricks and then the concrete on the top. It really is convenient to sit on if you're a reporter. I've done it many times, so that's why I call it a bench. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
The brick and concrete perimeter at Wrigley. He falls over it. He makes this incredible catch, falls into the net. And then the net gives a lot, as we know. And frankly, this is something that was new because there were so many ballparks where perhaps the net didn't extend that far. You know, that was a big discussion prior to 2020. And then teams just did it and everybody's ultimately fine with it. And we've all lived and people are safer. Amazing how that worked. But in this case, you're asking yourself, okay, well, where does the stadium end and the net begins? But then it looked like it should have just been a catch and an out. But then it became a challenge. How did you guys feel when you were watching this?
I thought it was an ending double play. So I was very like, okay, Shota, you got out of this. You can give up your solo home run later. But then once the realization hit, I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad omen for this entire game. That's how I felt.
I was like,
this has just set the tone for this entire contest.
Right, like Cubby occurrence came to mind for me too. Just when something looks so good, it goes so wrong. It's this great play. Actually, I don't know how great of a play, because a little bit of miscommunication between Matt Shaw and Dansby Swanson going for the ball. Luckily, Shaw gets knocked down on the play. So I was actually...
But he got up again.
He did get up again. Yes, he did. So I was also, like Marshall, I was like, okay, everybody okay? Everybody okay? You made the play. I don't know if I need Swanson. Your best defender going into the net like that.
Risking himself.
Yes. And then it just became like the runner at the plate, he's a dead duck. But then the rules come out. And I do have the, because it's fun to read baseball rules.
As long as it's one at a time. Don't try to read them all in a row.
Oh, no. I won't. It's and this is MLB rule 5.06, parentheses B, parentheses C, parentheses C, comments. If a fielder player having made a legal catch should step or fall into any out-of-play area, the ball is dead, and each runner shall advance one base without the liability. I love the words. Without the liability of being put out, so the base runner at the plate is safe, and there you go. Your first inning consequence.
The legalese of it all.
No. It was so much ado. It was one of those just baseball things, and you're right. It was a very cubby occurrence, but it was the fact that what you brought up, Marshall, this resulted in scores for the Mets. Yeah. Like, let's map this out. And these are all very big ifs, and I know I'm going to a weird place and I'm making excuses, but number one, like we said, if Drew Pomeranz comes in a batter earlier, is it two runs off the record of Shota Imanaga? You know, knowing Pomeranz's consistency, perhaps. And then if this is called differently, you're talking about inning over, and then you're also taking two other runs off of the board. And then what? You're at a 6-5 ball game, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're tied at 5 at that point in theory if that happens.
Well, no, if you take both those things off the board,
5-4.
Yeah, you have a 5-4 Cubs lead because say out here powering people. You know, the power just came back.
He's
on
awesome.
Layla.
Say is
the
awesome.
Power outage
He's
is over,
best.
Layla.
But bat him third in the
poor
playoffs.
Poor Seiya Suzuki. Poor Seiya. Like, here we are. Right, here we are calling him out. And then what does he do? He just comes through with two home runs. And we're like, wait, what?
Amen. By the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I thank you guys for doing this topic. I'd really appreciate it.
No, are you kidding? We're not done.
Yeah,
we're not.
I know.
Because do you know what I thought of whenever I saw Dansby run into the net? Number one, I was laughing because I was like, Derek Jeter. You know how everybody takes a shot and they yell Kobe. I'm like, if you're him in that moment, are you like Derek Jeter?
Signature, because he's the signature shortstop. That's
there's
it.
Yeah. There's another part of it too, is that he loves to cover ground. Like, if there's one thing we've realized, this is Raheem Harrison Grody talking about the play in the first inning that was calamitous and unfortunately resulted in two Mets runs for the Cubs.
Calamitous is a great description.
Where Dansby's trying to do his best. But, like, if there's one thing you've learned, right, in talking to Ian Happ and talking to Pete Crow Armstrong, Matt Shaw, you got to know your personnel. And when you talk about the communication aspect of this, I think we know Dansby wants to cover as much ground as possible. Like, he's a running back out there. He's going to cover as half the field. So if you know that, I think that has to come into play whenever you're in these moments.
It's great because the Cubs technically have, you know, two free safeties out there, and Pete Crow Armstrong and Dansby Swanson. That's a lot of ground you're covering up the middle.
Right. And Shaw's just like, I want to be part of this. No, get out of here.
Don't get run over, Mr. Shaw. Don't get run over.
Sit down.
Also, keep hitting in the nine hole. And I mean, by hitting, I don't mean just being in the nine hole where you hit, but actually hit the ball like you did the other night where you got three hits.
I also want to remind you, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We are going to talk football at the top of the hour at 11 with Adam Hogue, so that'll be a lot of fun. He's, of course, of the Hogue and Johns podcast on CHGO. But yeah, you're right, Marshall. Once I did the math, once you did the math for me, as I'm just reading it, I'm like, oh no, 8 minus 4 is 4. And that's half of the Mets' runs that changed this ball game in ways that you didn't think.
They took on a team that was desperate. They lost 2 out of 3, which is not the optimal return, and things got a little funky in that last game. But overall, you know, things could be worse. I just, you know what else I keep replaying in my head? when we were getting that news about Cade Horton and the understanding that, hey, he has a back injury. Oh, things aren't looking good. And then when we found out what the actual news was, it's like, okay, that could have been a lot worse. That could have been a lot worse. I want to remind guys that the Cubs start a series this afternoon against a team they know quite well, the Cardinals. That's at Wrigley Field. We've got pregame coverage coming up at 12:45. The first pitch is at 1:20 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network, the final regular season Friday afternoon game at Wrigley. I'm trying to talk Layla into going.
Yeah, I want to go. I just didn't ask anybody for tickets. And also, you're not going.
Oh, no, I'll be at home, comfortably on my couch.
So I thought. Oh,
so you just want me to go?
That's really
I want
weird.
You to live your best life.
The last Friday at 1:20 is sacred to me. It's just a thing.
Like, that's why she should go.
Nice. Well, I thought you wanted to go because your guy Colin Ray is pitching. He's your favorite pitcher.
Oh, I see what you're doing right now.
Where are you setting the under over-under on strikeouts today? Eight probably for Colin Ray?
Today is more
five.
Of an...
I've said 11. It.
Hey, by the way, somebody owes me because I said Shohei Imanaga was going to give up 2 home runs.
I said that, too. Only five. One of us said he was not.
Like I said, I'm hitting about 211 this year on my Cubs predictions.
We just got to get you betting more on more Bears games.
And less $40 bets, yes. Too, on Bears.
Like $5, $1.
I know. I just really thought I was onto something that day when the Bears were only down 14-7 to the Lions. Why not put $40 on the money line and lose $40?
I'll take the blame for that. I talked you into it. I just didn't know you're
1-800-GAMBLERS.
I never want to hear you say again. About the 52-21 loss, I really thought the Bears were on to something. At 14-7,
it felt good. I was like, I'm getting in on this on the ground floor, Bears baby.
I want to make sure they know that it is 1-800-GAMBLER, no S. I just want to make sure somebody needs help out there.
Okay, Marshall. and I picked the Bears publicly to lose the game, but so that was just I knew they were going to lose.
Sometimes
and
you got to run the odds.
Something felt weird, and then it got really weird.
Business lesson for us all. Don't let your money get mad. Don't let it get hopeful either.
And don't take my gambling advice. Take it from Joe O, who will be with us later today.
Yeah, he's at 11:25, and Adam Hogue, like we said, is next. Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.